This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ohio's Republican governor says after another two mass shootings in America, this time within hours of each other, and one of them in his state, the talking must end and action must be taken to address the rise of gun violence in the nation.
Some chanted, "Do something," and they were absolutely right. We must do something, and that is exactly what we are going to do.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine this morning holding a news conference urging his state's GOP-led legislature to pass laws requiring background checks for nearly all gun sales and allowing courts to restrict firearms access for people perceived as threats. Author and Professor Toni Morrison, the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize, has passed away. Best known for her Pulitzer-winning novel Beloved, Morrison was 88. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
China is saying it's no longer purchasing any U.S. agricultural products because of the escalating trade war. A Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokesman saying it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on Chinese goods on the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. foreign products. It's likely to send Wall Street tumbling again a day after its worst showing this year. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with yesterday's closing numbers.
The Dow down 767 points, almost 3%. The Nasdaq down 278 points.
Meanwhile, this morning's stocks opened higher just before the hour. The Dow was up 130. The Nasdaq was up 80 points. A lawsuit filed yesterday shows hundreds more former Boy Scouts have come forward to say they were molested, and it lists 350 alleged abusers who had not been named previously by the organization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South American country issuing a travel warning after a pair of mass shootings in the U.S. over the weekend, as Uruguay's foreign ministry has advised avoiding the American cities such as Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, among others, which it cited as being among the 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Travelers are being told to take precautions in the face of indiscriminate violence and hate crimes. The advisory coming coincidentally in response to the U.S. State Department having issued a travel advisory for Uruguay on Friday. Federal prosecutors crediting a Texas grandmother with possibly averting a mass shooting by turning in her grandson last month. Officials found an AK-47 and 17 loaded magazines in the hotel room of 19-year-old William Patrick Williams. He had told his grandmother he planned to shoot up a hotel and then kill himself. The grandmother convinced him to check into a hospital for treatment, and Williams was arrested last Thursday. He made his first court appearance on Friday. And a man is in critical condition after a 100-person fight after a funeral in Maryland. The incident happening yesterday in Suitland, not far from Washington, D.C., after a funeral for Eric Byrd, who'd been shot to death in D.C. Police say while officers were on scene dealing with the fight, they heard multiple gunshots. Officers responded and found a male victim in a car. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I guess the number one question people are asking today is, what can we do about this political divide, this cultural divide that is really not working for our good? I mean, we've heard the sayings, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, but yet we continue to stay divided and leave ourselves vulnerable to outside agents and agencies and dismemberment and bifurcation. What is going on here? What is it going to take to bring us together? Well, our next guest, Jim Miley, joins us. He's the executive director of Bridges. And Jim, this is what we need. We need a bridge to help people that are now being described as lonely, fearful. They're confused, divided, and if we ever needed a bridge to sanity, it is now, because when you look over the landscape of this culture, it is insane. I don't know how else to describe it.
Bill, you are so right. And wow, today is such a different day than last week. We've been through just a crazy weekend, and we are feeling it deep down that we are a divided nation, and we need some hope. And Bridges has some answers. I really believe we do. And they're not that hard. They're not that difficult, and it's something we can all do.
Exactly. Well, and that's like most solutions. They are within our grasp, but if our own arrogance and you know, self-aggrandizement is greater than the problem, then we won't grab for the solution. We will step over the solution, and this is what's happened. And this has been going on for decades, because the things that you and I are going to talk about, Jim, are not cool. For at least, you know, let's say for at least 50%, and you might even run the number up higher, according to Barna. They would say even more so, because probably 90% of people who say they are Christians and believe in God really don't, you know, they believe in God, but so does the devil, but they really don't believe in the attributes and the commandments of God. We have purposely have ignored them, at the cost of our children, our grandchildren, our families, our marriages. I mean, just go down the list. And the solution is very simple. You know, every once in a while you'll get a glimpse of it, you know, where somebody says, well, love wins over hate. Okay, well, what does that look like? And then the next thing you know, they're coming out with a rather hateful statement. That is not love, okay? So let's make sure that if we are going to hold to these, I'd say, tried and true values, then we have to hold ourselves accountable. Because once you decide, hey, look, we're going to get this country back on track for the good of all concerned, for the good of every citizen, you've got to know immediately there's going to be an antithetical force. Because just like when the Founding Fathers came together, it was not like, you know, there was 100% agreement on the founding documents, was there?
No, there wasn't. Well, you know, one of the easy things to do during a time like this is to point the finger. Mm-hmm. It's to say, it's Trump's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's the fault of the internet. And, you know, what we do is we focus somewhere else besides ourselves.
Right.
You know, we're in pain, we're anxious, it's confusing, and it's just easier to do that, and it's completely understandable. That's, we're human, we're going to do that, and that's okay. But as we journey...
Because, Jim, I don't think we can be responsible for what aspiring Democrats who want to be president and let loose with their rhetoric or the accusations of a wannabe... a host, TV host, who suddenly has become the sole arbiter of racism and is ready to throw the race card out at every turn, instead of being able to, in the spirit of our First Amendment right, to be able to talk about an issue and you know, not have color involved, but let's just talk about the problem. You know, Baltimore, you talk about being confused and lonely and fearful. How would you like to live in Baltimore amongst the rats and the feces and a government that's been ill-serving them for decades?
You know, as crazy as it sounds, I would love to. Because that's exactly what I did when I moved to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia for 5 years. We had rats bigger than cats. And the reason I'd love to, Bill, is not because it's a nice place. It's because you have to make it personal. I had to move to be with people who are suffering, and that's what's hard to do. See, to move towards the problem instead of moving away, to choose, to make a choice to say, in my life, I'm going to move towards somebody who is different than me. I don't get them. I don't understand them. But maybe they're at work. Maybe they're in my family. Maybe they're that relative that I don't get along with at all. But I'm going to take a step, and I'm going to stop judging, and I'm going to take a learning posture. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to assume that the other person isn't an idiot. I'm going to assume that they're pretty smart, and they have an experience. They have a story, and I'm going to say, hey, tell me, how did you get to this place? Tell me the story of how you ended up here.
Yeah, it's a spirit of wanting to understand more than be understood. You're subordinating your own interests for their sake. Because, and this is the problem that we have right now, and this is why the conversation, you got people yelling at each other. We're not communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
right.
Listening.
Right.
Because nobody feels like, if I can say this, and when I say that, I know that's a general term when you say nobody. Let's just say the general consensus is that we're not connecting. And as you do with bridges, Jim, you go down and you're in there. I mean, look at how many politicians live in the very districts that they supposedly serve, for example.
That's a good question. That's, you know, one of the primary ways to build bridges among people is to go live in their neighborhood, live on their block, live in a house like their house. And if politicians aren't doing that, they're missing the very first step to understanding their people.
It reminds me of a story, Jim. Years ago, the chairman of Mars, the confectionery company, you know, they're known for their Mars bars and all their chocolate confectionaries, and they were on an austere program, and so they were pushing, you know, like good stewards, saying, okay, we got to push a bottom line here and be real prudent about it. And one day the chairman goes and visits one of the warehouses to see how they're doing, and he notices on a floor that the heat is just blistering. I mean, it's stifling. And he looks to the manager and says, what's going on? He says, well, you told me I needed to manage the bottom line here, and so I was being prudent with our resources, and I was holding off on the repair of the air conditioning. Meanwhile, the staff is just, you know, it's almost suffocating. Well, the chairman of the board says to the people there, he says, I want you to go into his office and bring his desk up here to the fifth floor.
That's great.
So guess what happened?
Yeah.
Suddenly air conditioning started working on the fifth floor. Lord have mercy. Hey, we've got more from Jim Miley. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been saying, Ace, I've been saying, Ace, can you hear me?
You know, let's face it, you know, when it comes to change, you know, some people are just saying, look, I'm fine the way I am. I don't need to be changed. You know, if you don't, you got it all together, God bless you. You're far ahead and away from me, and I wish you well. Maybe, you know, you can help me understand how you can live, because Jim Milley, even though I said Miley, I said it incorrectly, but I got corrected, and I had to go a little bit of family history, because it started with McGillicuddy, and now it's Millie. So now that all this makes sense, Jim. Okay. Now I can sleep. I can sleep at night. Jim is the executive director of Bridges. Before we get too far for our audience, explain what Bridges is all about, Jim.
Bill, thanks so much. Great to be here. You know, Bridges comes alongside local people who want to make their communities better, and just helps them out, supports them, loves them. You know, a lot of times local people want to make their community better. They want to help pregnant teenagers. They want to help the young kids trying to start businesses. They want to help women who are in domestic abuse situations, and they're wondering, how can I do this? We had one woman who wanted to help pregnant teenagers, and she had been a stay-at-home mom all her life. And, you know, she just loved these girls, but she didn't have a nonprofit. She had never done paperwork. She didn't want to deal with the IRS. Bridges took care of all that.
Well, we have that in common. A lot of us. Raise your hand. You don't want to, you know, deal with the IRS. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody on the stage just raised their hand.
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of takes away the hard stuff for people in the community who want to make a difference, and, you know, helps them out with coaching and support groups and training conferences, and just, you know, we're kind of like the accelerator, we're the gasoline, we're the multiplier, you know, the multiplier, the accelerator. And,
well, you got to get the infrastructure down. A lot of people have the ideas, but they don't have the infrastructure in which to realize it, and they keep getting woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, "Hey, when are you going to get started here?" And so they need organizations like Bridges to come alongside and say, "Okay, we're going to set up a platform, a foundation." Right? Everything operates from a foundation, and we want that to be a solid foundation, so that we can go high. And it also gives us the basis to expand. But with the faulty foundation, as we know, we're in trouble. And so this is what Bridges brings to the story here, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we're also a faith-based organization, a Christian organization. So we empower leaders to figure out how faith works into their program.
I don't know how it wouldn't, but, you know, but again, that's just me. That's only me, because I try to tell people all the time, you see, you know, when God gives you a vision, he also says in his word that he places you in a position where wealth, and when they say wealth, you have to think of it in a spiritual context. You can't think of it just as making money and driving a big car and a big house and all that. But he says that he will place you in a position where wealth will pursue you. Now, I like it, because I, you know, being a West Coast boy and growing up on the beach, I was early in my early years, I surfed. In my older years, I almost tried to drown myself surfing. But you know, that aside, I did appreciate the power of being in front of a wave as opposed to being alongside it, or God forbid, you know, behind it. Because you, no matter how hard you paddle, you just never catch up. It's never enough. You're never there. But if you do what God's called you to do, he places you in front of it all, and then the energy of the wave is what's catapulting you, and then you get exponentials that come into play that, you know, it is not by your intelligence or investors, you know, it's by God's blessing that's driving your organization. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, I want our listeners to know that despite what we see in the news every day, there is something much less important reported on, and that is that there is a wave of God across America that Bridges is seeing, of people doing something to make their communities better. And there's a movement of small little gatherings of Jesus followers and of God followers that isn't the big institutional church. Right. But there's people meeting in homes. There's people meeting in Starbucks. There's people meeting in libraries. There's people all over the country.
Why are they doing that, Jim? Why are they doing it?
Well, you know, people are hungry. They're lonely. They're spiritually seeking. You know, just because someone says, hey, I'm done with church. I got hurt there, you know, mm-hmm. or, hey, I've never been to church. I have no idea. But, you know, I know there's something more to life. I know I'm a spiritual being. I was talking to an atheist who he says he's an atheist. He's kind of not. But he and I met him at a cafe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been meeting. The first time we met, after talking for an hour, he said to me, Jim, I have a question for you. Could we meet like this again? And we've met once a week for 2 years.
Wow.
And we've become friends.
Are you out there in Glendale on Branville? What's that bakery there I love that begins with a P?
Oh, Portals.
Portals, yeah, Portos. Oh, I love Portos. Oh, yeah. That's a great place.
Well, I'm going to do a shout-out for your R2s, because that's where we meet.
Okay, all right, okay.
But the, you know, he would say, I know there's something about being human that's beyond me, because when I'm meditating in a room by myself, it takes me a certain amount of time to get into my meditative state. But when I'm in a room with 20 people meditating, I get into my meditative state so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? So he knows there's something about himself that's just mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's fascinated, and our friendship has just been just super meaningful to me.
Yeah,
it's personal. Mm-hmm. We're both curious. We're both seekers. We're both seeking to know more about ourselves and about God. And it's that personalness
mm-hmm.
that makes us, you know, we could be shouting at each other at a conference somewhere.
Right.
Right. He could be screaming at me as a Christian who's, you know, corrupting America and oppressing and I could be a racist and blah, blah. And see, he's Jewish mm-hmm. and, you know, suffered through the Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
His parents were in the Holocaust, and he asked some great questions.
Yeah.
And we could be just adding to the loneliness and hatred in America, but instead we're sipping coffee, and listening.
See what you're pointing out here, Jim, is what you said earlier, and that is that the solution really is simple. It really is, and it is within our power. It's our time, our commitment to go and talk with somebody who doesn't think like us, someone who sees things differently, and for you, here's been 2 years of investment, and how much have you learned from this so-called atheist with a Jewish background? I imagine some of the conversations that you've enjoyed over the years have been quite rich.
Huge. And you know what? He helped me finish my doctorate. He was such a friend mm-hmm. that he gave me, you know, when you have a friend, your spirit gets fed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, he didn't help me by helping me with writing it. He helped me by drinking coffee so that my spirit got fed.
Right.
It gave me the energy mm-hmm. to focus and get it done.
Did he help you with your golf game? Or nobody can. No, or nobody can help you with your golf game.
Hey,
is that what you tell me?
Oh, you know, I peaked at my golf game at about age 16. Unfortunately,
but it's a journey. I understand. Hey, I understand.
Yes.
You know, may those three putts end up in hell where they belong, you know?
Yes.
They just don't belong on this plane is the way I want to feel about it anyway. He is the executive director of Bridges, Jim Milley. Jim, how can people be in touch with you?
Our website, we'd be glad to connect with people, bridgesus.org, bridgesus.org. People can go there, let us know who they are.
Cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent. If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Ohio's Republican governor says after another two mass shootings in America, this time within hours of each other, and one of them in his state, the talking must end and action must be taken to address the rise of gun violence in the nation.
Some chanted, "Do something." And they were absolutely right. We must do something. And that is exactly what we are going to do.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine this morning holding a news conference urging his state's GOP-led legislature to pass laws requiring background checks for nearly all gun sales and allowing courts to restrict firearms access for people perceived as threats. Author and professor Toni Morrison, the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize, has passed away. Best known for her Pulitzer-winning novel Beloved, Morrison was 88. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Are you ready to rediscover the God you thought you knew? Are you ready to step into the streets of Jerusalem and encounter the Jewish rabbi who turned the world upside down? The unsuspecting Messiah. Nobody expected him. You know, they said, "Hey, we know who you are," and they had their own idea of who the Messiah was to be. And the Messiah was before them, and they didn't have ears to hear or eyes to see. How sad. Well, the founder of Every Life Ministries is with us. Her book, The Unexplained Jesus, Erica Wiggenhorn, joins us. And this book is an 8-week Bible study of Luke, which, you know, Erica, let's bring you on here first. You know, I appreciate Bible studies like this because, you know, when you're doing a daily devotional and you're reading the Bible verse by verse from front to back, that's one thing. But doing a Bible study really helps you go deeper into the subject matter, does it not?
Absolutely. It gives you the whole background. You understand what's happening all around the scene at this time. You have the cultural context. You can understand the viewpoint of the people that Jesus is talking to. When we read our Bible, very unknowingly, we listen to the words of Jesus as a 21st century American.
Right.
But Jesus wasn't talking to 21st century Americans. He was talking to first century Palestinians who mm-hmm. thought about life very differently than we do.
Exactly. Didn't have social media.
Didn't have fake news.
They did have a spirited political environment, no doubt. But people always want to compare, and the one that they're currently under is always the worst it's ever been. And especially, as I'm told about Jewish people, everything's the worst. You know, with Jewish people, it's just, they love the exaggerated drama of it all. But that aside, seriously, when you really, as you say, and when you get into the cultural understanding, because this is the advantage, is that it takes you out of your own arrogant 21st century perspective and worldview, and you've got to let go of that. And as you do, you're able to draw out otherwise unseen nuggets that I find myself, Erica, when I do this, is that I start pulling stuff in between the words and in between the lines, which is...
Sure.
You know, which is just awesome, and you're grateful for the Holy Spirit for doing that, because it's the Holy Spirit that that broadens your tent pegs and your perspective, and to give you new revelation like that, which is always special.
Absolutely. And, you know, the study, Bill, was actually born in my heart during my trip to Israel. I mm-hmm. had the incredible opportunity to be there, and we had a tour guide who was an Orthodox Jew, mm-hmm. and he explained Jesus's teaching to us and his parables to us and his word pictures from a Jewish perspective. And, you know, when you're standing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee,
exactly.
and you're yeah. walking through, you know, the Beatitudes, it's a surreal experience. And I remember just praying and saying, oh, Jesus, I wish every one of your followers could experience you like this and truly understand you as our Jewish Messiah.
Exactly.
And that's really how this study became birthed.
Well, you know, it is amazing for those who have not experienced Israel. Let me tell you, if it's not on your bucket list, it needs to be on your bucket list. But even beyond that, scratch it off your bucket list, because make sure you go, because even before I went, I had people tell me, Bill, this is going to bring the Bible to life for you in dimensions that heretofore you never expected. And we were blessed with the tour guide that we had as well, and the people I went with, Kufi. And Pastor Hagee's group of people, and it was really special, you know, because we had a lot of seasoned pastors. There were I think I was the only non-pastor that was there. It was because of the radio show. They said, "Well, you're an influencer, and you need to come with us." But it was really a rich experience. Although I still remember, in fact, I was sharing this with Erica. You appreciate it with one of the pastors from Texas. He didn't much care for hummus, and hummus is everywhere, and hummus is with everything. And I remember at the airport as we were leaving Israel, he goes, "Goodbye to hummus." And wouldn't you know, when we were on the plane heading back to the United States, guess what they served?
Hummus.
Of course. So we gave God the last word and thanked him for the hummus, you know, so it was good fun. but exactly right. You know, like you say, it's just, it is so special whether you're on the Sea of Galilee, you're at the burial site of Jesus. You're there in the olive groves and at Gethsemane. It's just, you know, like you say, it's so indescribable and so heartfelt and so steering of your spirit. Unless you've been there, you just miss out. But you know, like you, I came away as like, oh, everybody should go. I mean,
sure.
everybody should go to Israel. Yeah.
Well, I tried to put a little Israel trip into this Bible study, Bill, so people mm-hmm. don't have to spend thousands of dollars. They could go right on my website and see the pictures and visualize the scene right along with me and really step into the sandals of those first century Jewish men and women that were sitting before Jesus at his feet and hearing his words and understanding them the way that they would have understood them. And, you know, my prayer really is that the reader doesn't just learn more about Jesus, but they actually are provided a tool and an invitation to encounter Jesus and
exactly.
experience his presence in their own life. And to me, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
That makes Bible study come to life in a whole new way.
Without a doubt. And we know that when we've gone to Bible study, we've experienced Bible studies like this, Erica, wow, you can't wait for the next one. Because it's so enriching. By the way, she mentions her website. It's ericawiggenhorn.com. Don't get wiggy about the last name. It's real simple. W-I-G-G-E-N, Horn, H-O-R-N, Erica. And that's with a C, not a K, okay? So ericawiggenhorn.com, that is the website. And all the information is right there. Erica, why the book of Luke? Why Dr. Luke?
Well, I love Luke's writing style. My first two studies were on the book of Acts, and so I felt like I really got to know Luke as a writer. But the thing about Luke that I love is because he's a doctor, he really writes from two different angles. On the one hand, he's very logical, he's very orderly, so he's easy to follow. His gospel is extremely chronological in nature, and he writes like a Westerner. In our writing style, so he's very easy to follow. But on the flip side, the physician in him also comes out in his compassion. I love Luke's compassion. He draws on Jesus as just this humble, serving Savior that longs to show people love and compassion, and that just really blessed my heart.
Well, when's the last time you were captivated by Jesus? That is a fair question. And Erica asked this question in this Bible study. She says, crowds clamored, women wept in awe, disciples dared to do the impossible, all because of Jesus. Somewhere in the overly familiar, we've lost our fascination. Whether you're worn thin, filled with questions, or desperate for more of God, come encounter unexplainable Jesus. Experience the culture and customs of his day. Follow him into a life unimaginable. This study features in-depth study of Luke, 40 lessons over 8 weeks and more. And we're going to talk with Erica more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
You know, that lyric is so powerfully true that if we could really embrace that, we would go about being human beings and not human doings, as my good friend would say, because somehow we just think that we have to earn our salvation. But that's not the good news. The good news is it's already been done. It's been accomplished. So do you want to live within the accomplishment of what God has provided, or somehow do you think you have a better idea than God himself? You know, think about it. But it can be so much easier. And we're not to be kicking at the goats. We're not to be fussing and fighting and doing all this crazy stuff that within our humanity, this side of heaven, we get caught in and worn out over. You know, so, hey, it's up to you. Something to think about. Erica Wiggenhorn is with us, speaking of something to think about. Her new book is titled Unexplainable Jesus. But, you know, there's so much about the mystery of Christ that I can understand how some of this is unexplainable. But in her study, this is an 8-week Bible study of Luke, you can rediscover the God that you thought you knew in a whole new way. And Erica is the founder of Every Life Ministries, which teaches biblical principles for life change. I mentioned her website. I'm going to mention it again, because what happens is we'll get to talking and then we'll run out of time, and then you're going to yell at me later and say, what happened? You didn't mention her website. So I'll mention it again. ErikaWiggenhorn.com. ErikaWiggenhorn.com. So that's where you want to go for more information. Erica, you've been a Bible teacher for a long time. I mean, this is what God has wired you to do, is to teach the Word of God, huh?
Yes. So I actually became a Christian as a young teen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first accepted Christ, my youth pastor said, well, Erica, if you're going to be a good Christian girl, you've got to have a quiet time. I said, a quiet time? What's that? I don't really like to sit still, and I don't really like to be quiet, Bill. So
right.
It's a little bit of a problem for me.
Right.
And when I opened up my Bible, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, okay? I'm a city girl. I'm a beach girl.
Okay.
And I started reading about oxen and wheat fields and millstones. And
yeah, you don't find that in Southern California.
No.
And no.
I said, Jesus, how am I supposed to follow you when I can't understand a word you're saying?
Right.
and so honestly, you know, I really struggled to read my Bible. Mm-hmm. And I felt really guilty about it because everybody told me if I was going to be a good Christian girl, I was supposed to have a quiet time, and I didn't like having a quiet time, and I didn't understand my Bible, and I cringe when I say this now, Bill, but it's mm-hmm. the truth. I felt like it was boring,
right?
And I couldn't relate it to my life.
I think that that's the sentiment of most people. I mean, if you don't understand something, I mean, it can be boring. I mean, I can be around people I don't understand, and they're boring, and they probably say the same thing about me.
Right, right.
Right?
So it really became a passion of my heart. I thought, well, Jesus, I got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to figure this out, and I began to, you know, gather some resources around me and gather some older and wiser believers around me and study on my own, and then when I got some background knowledge, I understood the culture, I understood the history, I began to piece sections of scripture together, it came alive to me, and then I began to love it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, you know, what if people could have resources that would walk them through scripture and give them enough of the backstory that when they read it, they could go, oh, I get what Jesus is saying here, and I understand how this applies to my marriage and mm-hmm. to my neighbor and to my coworker that drives me crazy and to my kid's friend that I really wish would move because I don't like their influence on my teenager. You know,
yeah, you're praying for a neighborhood exodus here, huh?
Yes, yes. You know, I was grateful for those tools that I had, and my hope and prayer is that I can provide those tools now for somebody else. So instead of reading the Bible being something they check off because they feel guilty if they don't do it, it becomes mm-hmm. something that they so look forward to because they're able to understand it and apply it to their life. And they can put it down and say, I know I met Jesus today.
Right.
And that's really my prayer.
Yeah, and then it's more than just being a good girl, or a good Christian girl.
Absolutely.
You know, it is well and beyond that. But the Bible that you were reading, I mean, you didn't start in the King James Version, I take it?
No, no, I started in the good NIV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, really, I mean, it's important because I want people to understand this, that you need to find a Bible that you can understand. Sometimes people want to jump into it because they hear in church, oh, well, you know, the King James Version is for somebody with a high school, you know, a high school diploma. NIV is for somebody who's still in elementary school and that sort of thing. Look at, hey, the Word of God is the Word of God, and it is a process. And you will learn from different, I mean, I have parallel Bibles. A parallel Bible that I look that gives me the span, because sometimes when God takes me to a certain verse, I want to look at the other, you know, interpretations or the other renditions of that verse, because then it causes you, it brings culture inside, it brings these other elements that you mentioned that, but this is as you continue to grow and mature in understanding and, you know, and developing a hunger for the Word of God, right?
Sure, sure. And I think what most people don't realize, I mean, I meet a lot of Christians, Bill, that say, you know, I really don't like to read the Old Testament. I kind of just like stick with the New.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that because I think there's a lot in the New Testament that's easier to understand. But what we often fail to understand when we're reading the New Testament is over half of what's written in the New Testament is actually a reference back to the Old Testament.
Yes.
You know, scripture interprets scripture, and when you
exactly.
understand what Paul is referencing in his letter, where that is in the Old Testament and the historical context of where that saying originated, then Paul's letter comes to life in a whole new way.
Exactly.
So you know, and understanding what Jesus taught. Half of what Jesus teaches is a reference back to either what the rabbis were teaching at that time in Jesus' lifetime on earth, or an Old Testament story, historical happening, event. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all rooted in something else. Jesus is expounding on this.
Exactly.
And understand where it originated, it comes to life in a whole new way.
Yeah, without a doubt, because you're depriving yourself of the revelation of God's Word in the Old Testament. And the New Testament is the Old Testament fulfilled. I mean, here's what God said was going to happen, and then you read, you know, thousands of years, you know, fast forward, and you go there and you go, oh, doggone, he did it. He said that. He said that back there, that this was going to happen. It happened.
Right. Yes.
You know, and here's all this stuff, even going back, you know, to Genesis, and you go back and you see what happened in, you know, in the garden and God's promise. And then you see, you know, a couple thousand years later, fast forward, and there it is, the appointed time for the Jewish people. And some missed that important calendar date, that appointed time for them. And, you know, and that's why Jesus wept over Jerusalem. But if you don't understand the context of all that, you miss out on so much of the richness of what the Word has for us. Now, why do you think biblical literacy has not been a priority in, I don't know, you say recent years, but I think this has just been a human condition, you know, in the ages, has it not?
I would agree with that. I do think that there has been a shift, though, in recent years. And I think a big part of it is this idea of narrative sermons, right? We want to, many of us can go into churches week after week, and the sermon is a topic, right? So the pastor's going to give us some great biblical principles, and he's going to pull three or four verses out from various portions of scripture to support that biblical principle. And it's all solid truth, and valuable and important things for us to know. The problem is it doesn't necessarily teach us the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really what my passion is to take people through a book of the Bible and help them understand how this particular book of the Bible fits in with Scripture as a whole, how it connects to all these different other parts of Scripture. And then when they walk away, they can say, I really understand. Mm-hmm. I really understand the Gospels. I really understand the history of the early church. But not only that, Bill, what they can also say is, now that I've really walked through that process of studying in that way, I feel more confident to now go read another book of the Bible.
Exactly.
And apply these same study principles. So now I haven't just become a student of the Word. I've moved to this level of scholar of the Word, and I know how I can feel confident in reading it and applying it myself. And that's really my heart.
As one of my old Bible teachers shared with all of us in the class, said that we're all students of the Bible, we're all theologians, and you know, some more hungry than others, but that is the road, the individual road that we're on, and our prayer is that you would enjoy this magnificent road, better than any yellow brick road you could go see a movie about, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the unexplainable Jesus, rediscover the God you thought you knew. It is an 8-week Bible study of Luke. Erica Wiggenhorn has been with us. Erica, thank you so much.
God, when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100%
100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers,